Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. We have been a little bit remiss, Thomas, in getting here to the microphone, but folks, it's not because we aren't always thinking about you all the time. It's just for me personally, what we're facing for humanity is just so overwhelming. We're looking at global genocide. We're looking at events that have already occurred that are going to have repercussions with people's health and affect their lives and their families all over the world. It's so devastating. And I was saying to Thomas last night, the image that comes to mind, and I do have it posted here on Catnips, is the last image of that wonderful, incredible movie, Melancholia, which was released in 2011. And I know when I watched it back then, and this was long before I met Douglas and we had started our writings for the Gospel of Sophia, it just took my breath away, that last scene, because I could see, for me at that time, how Sophia, wisdom, would approach the earth, that the truth of this would just totally devastate us. This is what I see on the horizon.
Well, I'm glad you brought up that movie, because once you showed me that movie, I became a great fan of it, just like you, because it really represents the modern age and the fact that evil is coming at us as if it's going to destroy us. And what do you do about it? And how do you prepare? And as you approach the end, really, how do you handle that with grace and dignity? And or what are you going to do about it? So this movie is basically, it's like the prediction of Nibiru coming back. But in some cases, Nibiru, you know, just comes flying by but doesn't hit the Earth. There have been other crazy theories that other wandering planets appear from time to time and come at the Earth and destroy the Earth completely.
But I didn't see it as a physical planet. I saw it as a metaphor of what was going to be approaching humanity. And back in 2011, I mean, I kind of got a glimpse that we may be headed for depopulation, because that was on the menu at the time. But it's here. I mean, tell folks what you just discovered about China and its virus. I mean, it's a vaccine.
Well, it shows that China really wants to get on board with the eugenicists by using the BioNTech, which is the Pfizer vaccine, in China, because their Chinese coronavirus that they created is not being, well, they state in their public notice that it's not being as effective as they'd want. So they're going to use the Pfizer vaccine, this messenger RNA. It's not a vaccine. It is a man-made synthetic viral vector bioweapon. So I like to just call it the fake vaccine, or the coronavirus fake vaccine, because that's what it is. It's not a vaccine at all. And we've gone into that
in
the explanations.
It's a bioweapon.
It is a bioweapon.
It is a deadly bioweapon that people are willingly injecting in their bloodstream because they're so brainwashed and propagandized that they're not even asking the questions about what this is. They're not holding their doctors responsible for even disclosing to them what this is.
Now, first, I want to go back to what you started the podcast with, which is, it looks like it's the apocalypse. It looks like it's the end times. People are praying for the rapture to take them. Other people are now, the Catholic Church included, an article today on Gab, on Gabriel underscore Horn, the very best site to go get your news. Which is Betsy and her team have just done a tremendous job, Tyler and her team. And what she puts together is shocking. So I just went through today's offerings. And basically, it's all there, folks. If you take the time to look at the videos and the presentations, the articles, as well as the memes, you will basically have a perspective of what's going on right now. And if you do not come up with the analogy of Noah and the ark, then, you know, construct whatever you want, whether it be the aliens coming. And on Gab was on Gabriel's Horn underscore Horn was the prediction, and well, not prediction, but that the Vatican is prepping the priests, in diocesan priests, you know, the lower grade priests, to get ready for their announcement that the ETs have come. Now, what did we just say probably three broadcasts ago? Any minute, there's going to be the Blue Beam project with a with showing a spacecraft, an alien spacecraft landing in Vatican City, you know, in the gardens of the Pope. And he'll talk to the Pope and tell the Pope that he's greater than Jesus Christ, and that, that everybody needs to really go with the aliens as the new belief. So that's very, very crazy idea. But it's also would have been crazy to ever say that the Pope of the Catholic Church would be a Jesuit preaching liberation theology, apocalyptic theology, and basically taking Christ and Jesus Christ out of the Catholic Church and basically abnegating almost every doctrine and dogma in the Catholic Church in his reign so far. So Francis is no Catholic. Take a look at his previous history. We've gone into that in great detail. So is the apocalypse coming? Are the aliens coming? Are we going to literally have a new world religion based upon aliens, and that the aliens, the aliens advance the other science fiction narratives that lead us to dystopia. And that would be that the aliens have an artificial intelligence that's the super artificial intelligence that they're going to leave with us that's going to control everyone's life, kind of like what the Chinese Communist Central Committee does, which is through Dragonfly, through social credit, through vaccinations now. And I'm going to go back to that in a minute. The Chinese pharmaceutical company Fosun has just done something that certainly got the attention of the conclave. Now, I'll go into that. That's what Tyler was mentioning. Now, what do you do about the fact that the apocalypse is here? Well, read to the end of the apocalypse. If you actually are going to use apocalyptic terms, read to the end. The good people are saved, and they learn a new gospel, the eternal gospel. They learn this eternal song that keeps them healthy and happy, and they put on this white gown, which basically shows that their body has been purified. So whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. Those who survive cataclysmic events, and they come along on a very regular basis on this earth, whether people want to acknowledge that or not, because most people have forgotten any relationship with history or time or that anything ever came before, because they really don't know what's coming in the future, and all they have is the now, which is total materialism. If you don't question where you came from and where you're going, then you are just a materialist locked in the here and now, so you have no past, you have no future. That's what we are seeing in society being explicated, that is demonstrating that the Western civilization has fallen, that it is the end of Western civilization. But what is Western civilization? It's what we inherited from the Roman civilization. And what was that? That's what they inherited, the Etruscans inherited from the Greek and made everything Greek-Roman. And then the Roman became the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican. It became basically through the fact that they wouldn't do usury, it invented banking, and banking then became the controlling corporate mechanism of the world. And then the Vatican Bank became completely corrupt, so they did get into the banking, and they taught the worst systems that came out of Italy that were devised during the Crusades that resurrected the ancient Babylonian, Sumerian, you know, Hammurabi's code, enslavement of human beings to debt. Back in those days and all up until this day, if you have a debt, it can actually put you in prison, and you won't be able to do anything to earn the money to pay the debt while you're in prison. None of that logic makes any sense, because this is patriarchal logic. It is aggressive. It is dominant, dominance oriented. It is war oriented. It is basically predatory behavior that, unfortunately, when the earth, you know, the population got big enough that the earth seemed smaller and people went into their imperialism, it went into colonialism, to the obsessive nationalism, which then led to people making treaties with other national groups. And then an incident happens like the shooting of the head of the Habsburg dynasty, Franz Ferdinand, and World War One starts. If you ask a common person, that's what happened. That is not what happened. You have to look at the symptomology of history and you'll find out what happened. But remember, if you were in Europe during World War One and Two, you lived through hell. We in America haven't lived through our hell yet. Our civilization is the basically the budding of the free reign of the individual. And that was a cult that was developed in the Roman culture, where a human becomes a god, a Caesar. You see, before that, we always believed in all of the ubiquitously the world religions, that really the divine comes down to earth and helps us. Whether and in before that, it was the belief in the triple goddess who never left us. We are born from her, we die into her womb again, and we are reborn again from her. So the triple goddess was the original ubiquitous religion throughout the entire world in ancient times, Neolithic, Paleolithic, as far back as you want to go. So when that matriarchal culture got overwhelmed in 2000 BC by the patriarchal culture, it became the culture of war. Now it is the pharmaceutical companies' war on the human being that is being funded and basically supported 100% by the richest foundations in the world, who are the richest people in the world, who are literally proclaimed eugenicists. They want to kill people.
And how they do this, and you've awakened to this, I'm sure, in the many years that we've been talking and speaking with you, is that they overlaid several governance structures over the United States and other countries. And you could look at WHO and the UN. We could talk about that as a layer of governance. But the other one that most people are really beginning to see today is the transnational operation, where the corporations transcend national borders, and they also sit on each other's board of directors. These are called interlocking directorships. So they have formed this web of control all around the planet. So sure, your constitution says you can't be muzzled, but because we're a private company, we say you have to be muzzled to come into our store. Then the next level is, and you have to be vaccinated. Oh, and then you have to have your passport. But what they are doing, if you pay attention, they're increasing the stipend, the universal basic income, unemployment, whatever you want to call it in your country, even more than it is now. Now, what the effect of this is that more and more workers who would typically work for your basic American entrepreneur, middle class shopkeeper, small business, they're not going to want to go to those places to work because they're getting a lot to sit on their couch and do nothing. I mean, you look at it individually, you go, sure, that makes sense. But collectively, then this whole middle class of entrepreneurs and small business owners can't find the workers they need, and then they have to fold their businesses. But because they are the owners of the business, they won't be able to get unemployment compensation, because that's written in. If you're the owner, you don't get those benefits. So now they are left with businesses that are high in debt. They have no money, no income. So then they have to succumb to whatever the government gives out. And I'll guarantee you, Douglas, after they got everybody hooked on that $1,000 a week or whatever they're giving you, then they'll start putting conditions on it. Now, there are no more jobs because they already ran off all the jobs that you might get locally. So the only jobs would be working at a big box store where the vaccination, of course, would be required to work there because we have to follow good hygiene. And then on the other hand, you can't get a job with the small business owners because they're all out of business. So everybody is on the government dole, and then that's when they roll out even more draconian measures. This, if you have been vaccinated one or two times, oh my gosh, what's in store for you? None of us really know. And then on top of that, that is the first wave. They will continue until they get as many people as possible with the kill shot.
And there are other draconian methods like masks. Masks have now caused pneumonia to be five times the amount this year than it has ever been that I've ever seen since CDC started collecting these statistics. So they know that the masks kill people. So now they are saying masks should be worn by infants, even in your house, day and night. Never take off a mask until, of course, you have some kind of respiratory illness, which could kill you. Now, in the old days, we called that the cold or a flu, the coronavirus. If you've ever had a cold or a flu, you've had a coronavirus. You've had many viruses, and there's viruses everywhere. So the hope here is what we're going to tell you. But first, we're painting kind of a bleak picture, but that is the picture that is out there. And if you want to play some la-la game in your head that it isn't there, then you won't understand what we're about to say, which is the evil that has reared itself up is there as a resistance to attack those who are on the path of ascension from soul to spirit. And if you are not aware of that, and you don't understand their methodology, then every time you see a negative news item, you're going to freak out. You're going to have fear instead of love. You're going to have doubt instead of faith. And you're going to have hatred in your heart or fear that paralyzes you, hatred in your heart, and your brain won't work. And so that's before it's before the COVID fake vaccination. I'm going to talk about that in a second too, how fake it is. But remember, if you're in the Western world, you have had, even if you're my age, you've had and if you're in the military like I was, you have had a program of vaccinations that should kill anything. So it just shows the adaptability and the strength and the perseverance of the human body. But what happens, everybody in America, you know, they get cancer, they get diabetes, they get heart disease, they get liver disease, kidney disease. Why? What is it that's attacking them? Those are the viruses that were inside of the vaccines that they were given because they're live viruses. And the problem is they don't die. And that's because they're compounded and they're practically even with the old vaccines, they were made into practically a synthetic, certainly a man-made, man-manipulated, and then filled with evil chemicals that don't need to be in it, vaccine that was intended to not give you strength in your immune system. It was intended to attack your immune system. Well, now the messenger RNA goes in and attacks it, and nobody knows how long it will last. And that's the hope. The hope is that the messenger RNA fake vaccine, which is really a man-made synthetic viral vector bioweapon fake vaccine, that it was intended to do some really horrible things that have never even been imagined before. And it came out of a little company in Germany called BioNTech. There was one other competitor, somebody broke off from him and created another company, but he's the one who got the contract with Pfizer. And then now China, who was the major investor and still is the controlling shares of BioNTech, which now that means that is China. It's the central committee through the Fosun. It's a nationalized pharmaceutical company in China, Fosun. And they own BioNTech, basically. They own and direct and run it. Well, they knew from the beginning, because anybody who looked at the research, and I spent a long time reading the research, it was very clear that this experimental drug, which was used on a rare disease for children, MMA, methylmalonia acidemia, which is basically a blood disorder, it didn't help at all. As a matter of fact, it made their immune systems break down. So then they tried one experiment on animals. The COVID fake vaccine given out by Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, it is a bioweapon that was developed in P4 labs, biological weapons labs in foreign countries, that was funded through the National Institute of Health, particularly through Fauci's his institute, infectious and allergic disease part of the National Institute of Health. So he shouldn't be the spokesman for them. He's not the senior person. He's never done anything. And when you look at the things that he's done, it's just so that he could open, just a few years ago, Moderna in time so that Moderna could develop a vaccine that will create a huge amount of money. But all of those companies use BioNTech technology. Now, that technology, when it was once and only once tried on animals, every animal died. And it was a short-term experiment on attempting to stop, I believe it was, viruses. Now, remember, in 2017, Bill Gates said that 30 million people were going to die from virus X, or this virus that's coming. That was, quite a prediction. We have Fauci saying basically the same thing repeatedly for a number of years. And then we have all the prep they did with for virus X. And virus X, a description of it, is a coronavirus. It literally says it. Event 201 was a coronavirus where literally tens of millions of people die in a pandemic. So they knew it was going to happen. Why? Because China knew when it put up the money to develop BioNTech and messenger RNA genetic manipulation of human beings, they knew at that moment that it was going to kill a bunch of people. That's the reason they made the predictions. That's the reason that they started developing high-level coronavirus, literally COVID-19, but specifically through Perbright, coronavirus vaccines and cures for what it was that they were giving out synthetically. Now, the elites, and this is a guarantee. Now, here's what you have to do if you want to understand the modern age. I go to my favorite place to read news, Gab, and I go to my favorite news collator, interpreter, and strategist, Gabriel_Horn, which is Tyla and her team. And I'm reading there what they say. Now, whatever China says, it's untrue. I don't care what they say. It's always been proven to be untrue. It's been proven to be, matter of fact, a manufactured lie. Now, China didn't release the coronavirus 19 in Wuhan. It was released through a British company. And we've already shown that. We've already proven it. We've already named the dates. We've already named the mechanism that it did it. And so now why is China saying that they're going to use the BioNTech/Pfizer vaccine in China when they own the company that developed it and they know that it was built as a bioweapon to kill people?
Because you never let a good crisis, go to waste.
That's exactly right.
Because the Chinese are looking, going, whoa, look at old Klaus Schwab. Look at, he's going to take out Western civilization. We've been wanting to depopulate for a while. So there, is that it?
Absolutely. And we pointed this out when they started murdering the Uyghur people. Because the Uyghur people are Muslim, and they really can't be brainwashed into the Chinese Communist Party propaganda. And so they just basically decided every way that they can, they're experimenting on ways to, it's a pogrom, it's a genocide of the Uyghur people. And I predicted when it started that it would amount to about 3 million deaths. At this point, there have been 3 million Uyghurs who either died, were put in their training camps, and half of those die, or they've died from strange viruses, or now they've died from COVID. So 3 million people have been killed. And so the Chinese, they don't want, you know, they want a homogeneous population that doesn't question the Central Committee. And now that they have Dragonfly, social credit, they have facial recognition everywhere, they have complete control of their intranet. They're not on the internet. Don't forget that. And so it's a lie. All you've ever heard about the internet from the internet, you know, from Google and Microsoft and all the liars, it's all untrue. You can separate out. So that China filters everything coming in and out. So does Russia. So does Turkey, even with social media on your phone. Of course they can control everything. They can just push a button and say, they did this in Turkey. He just pushes a button and says, sorry, WhatsApp doesn't work anymore, or Facebook or anything. You can stop any of it. Okay. Now, China decided to use this because they're going to use it as a booster shot, they say. And this is where you get your real information. So you have to read the opposite. Here it is, them saying they're going to use the Pfizer shot. You mean you're going to use your shot? You own the Pfizer part of BioNTech, which is the shot. Every shot that is paid for, that is mRNA, comes from the development of BioNTech. Okay, BioNTech has the patents. And so even what was done at Moderna, even what was done at Pfizer, Pfizer didn't do anything. And what was done at Johnson & Johnson, which is a terrible, terrible vaccine. It only works in 63% of the cases of the ones they tested on humans, by the way. They didn't test on any animals first. That would be second worst to AstraZeneca, which has chimpanzee DNA mixed in with it, as well as a little touch of messenger RNA, and was passed back and forth between the Purbright Institute, Muriel, Oxford, GlaxoSmithKline. So over in Britain, they've tried to obfuscate who is responsible for the shots that at least 17 nations, I think 18 or 19 by now, have said that they won't use in their country because it kills people. So that has a little messenger RNA in it too, because that's nothing more than an experiment. If it's only messenger RNA like Moderna, Pfizer / BioNTech and Johnson & Johnson, then it is principally, completely man-made, synthetic, and it has a spike protein from the synthetic man-made bioweapon called coronavirus 19. So that spike protein is supposed to go in and teach every cell in your body that has DNA to replicate in a way to produce a whole bunch of proteins inside of the cell. And those proteins then become poisonous, and they're called prions, or if they in fact can overcome it, they're called virions. So then they're expelled from the cell, or they can even kill the cell. Apoptosis happens, the cell dies, and then they go into the interstitial fluids and then go to other cells. And because they have furin as a gripper, and because they have nanoparticle lipids in the coronavirus 19, which is man-made and synthetic, that's how we know it's synthetic. The genome parts that they have decoded show Ebola, HIV, three types of flu, different types of pneumonia were all put in the virus that was released in Wuhan, not by the Chinese people.
Douglas, our audience already knows all that stuff. They follow what's been posted on Gab. They know that this, I want to talk to them about things that they may not know about.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, why are they doing this with Fuson?
Look,
because they're going to target the people
that
want to kill them.
The bullet is already out of the gun. There are going to be billions of people exterminated, and we are all here watching it. So the people, we keep calling on the 48 to step up, because you're going to be the ones to literally seed the new age that we're going to move into. We are shifting from one cultural period to another. And those of you that are listening with us, we're on the crest of that change. So you are the change agents we're going to need going forward to create a world that is not this ugliness that Douglas continues to describe. And I say, you know what? We can't do anything for the people who are already vaccinated. We don't have time. We have to get prepared so that our ark is fully loaded and ready when the waters subside. So can we talk about what it means and why we have always talked about the preparing our biosphere? My goodness, Douglas, we were talking about the biosphere back in 2012 when we were beginning to write the Gospel of Sophia. And another thing that we were doing in 2014, we were understanding the importance of silver in this new age. Not only silver as in its medicinal qualities, and you know, we have since 2014 a recipe that you should be making every day for you and your family for many uses for what silver can do, but also silver as a financial tool and stacking that silver, because when we move into this new age, of course, the globalists want to put us into their universal basic income and their digital currency and all of that. But we can also have our own economy that operates off of silver and gold. So there's things that we can have, but we need to have enough people around the world who have prepared themselves and their own arcs for what's coming.
Absolutely. And it's consciousness, it's truth. It's the fact that a lot of your spiritual development happens either when you're in meditation or when you're asleep. And your good deeds and what you do with your morality can actually make you immune to viruses. Now, I said viruses. I didn't say the COVID-19 fake
virus.
You
know what else? Stacking silver and handling silver, all these people touching and handling silver, that silver is getting on their body and is going to help protect them as well.
We've given out all kinds of methodologies. I'll mention a few, like, you know, like Cliff High has given out a few, like C60, like certain types of mushrooms, and so on and so forth. We've given out the ones like the Edgar Cayce recommendation that if you keep an ionized metal of iron touching your skin, it causes viruses, negative viruses, to actually be rejected by your body. So you can, fix your house up with biogeometry. You can have a lot of crystals around you. You can have shungite. You can take C60. You can take, of course, you should take if you have any exposure to somebody that you really think had some nasty virus. I'm not going to say COVID because so much of it's just nonsense and confused, but they might have bacterial pneumonia. They might have the wicked flu that they gave out in the flu shot this year. So if you get met by somebody like that in your close environment, then take the hydroxychloroquine with D3 and zinc, and you're fine. Or drink fever tree or any other tonic water that's got quinine in it, because quinine has been used to kill malaria and every other type of respiratory disease since the Spanish flu. So there's 1,000 things you can do, but the point is it's about consciousness. You can take C60 and it won't do anything if you don't have the consciousness to know what it is that you're taking and why. C60 is the new, is the carbon that we're all going to transform into. It's giving you a prefiguring of who you're going to be in the future when your cells actually turn into more the form that C60 is in. So carbon is the basis of all life, and C60 comes from space, C60, C70, C80, C90. But the point is that carbon transformation is the key to ascension. So you could take C60, it means nothing. But you could take C60 and it could mean the world. It might be the one thing in your body that does the following. And this is the only hope I can give in this new scenario, because nobody can say. Nobody knows because we haven't had the time. There's been no experimentation. Remember, you lose your life insurance policy if you take the vaccine for COVID, the fake vaccine for COVID, Pfizer, Moderna, any of them. If you take it, you're taking an experimental drug and you are becoming a guinea pig. You admit you're being used in test cases for an experimental drug under emergency use only.
Douglas, a lot of people are faced with this with their employers. Their employers are they won't make you take the vaccine, but they're paying you to take the vaccine. In fact, on this one timeline I saw for the globalist reset, there'll come a point in time where they will say, okay, we're going to get rid of all your debt, your student debt, or maybe you were one of those entrepreneurs that lost your business, you have a lot of debt. The government's, we're going to wipe that claim. We're going to take your debt and we're going to zero it out. But in return, you're going to give us all your property and you're going to take this vaccine. Well, you know, folks, that's their solution. Our solution can be a lot different. Ours can be a debt jubilee. No, we own it all. We, the people out here, own it all, and you will own nothing. And we're going to transact at our economy using silver, and you can use whatever digital widgets and wadgets you have. But we, the people of America, the people of the world, who want freedom, we're going to use real money, true money.
Colloidal silver kills bacteria and virus. They use it in bandages almost universally now. They use it in hospitals all the time. They don't want you to use it, and they'll tell you that you'll turn some strange color if you use it. Because why? They want you sick. The medical industry is there to make you sick, and the pharmaceutical company, there is a Rockefeller manifested petrochemical excuse for the natural world. Almost every AMA drug, that's Association of Medical, the American Medical Association, every normal AMA drug that you get is basically petrochemicals, and it probably has talc in it, which is the what the Fauci and his family going way, way back made money off every pill that ever had to be pressed, because it almost all of them have talc in them, and talc is a carcinogen. It is a
poison. Those of you that follow that story, talc was in the mountains that they were mining, and that's how the town of Abyss was taken into the abyss when the mountain fell, because of the mining of the talc, if I recall this correctly.
Yeah, and now, talc is a poison, and it was in the Johnson & Johnson baby powder. They've been fighting it for 30 right. years, claiming it's not carcinogenic, it has asbestos in it, and it is carcinogenic. And that's been proven again and again. So, and it, you can take it right now and test it. It has it in it. It's poisonous. How does a Fauci family keep this kind of drug going into the human being to kill them since their family started mining talc along hundreds of years ago? Or, I know, not hundreds. Hundreds of years ago. So now the point is, I want to go back to China. When China said that their coronavirus shot, which is not a messenger RNA, and we don't know what it is because they won't share it with us, and they, of course, also remember that the coronavirus 19 has never been isolated for a complete genome sequencing. We only have part of it. So China's not cooperative. So they tell us that they have a coronavirus shot for all coronaviruses. And they've been giving it out for some time now, and they were bragging about it. So did Russia. Russia's now saying that theirs isn't effective. China's now saying theirs isn't effective. Here's the part that people don't know. The United States military, the men and women in the military are used as guinea pigs for vaccinations. That's just a fact. I was in the military, and because I was deployed here and there, they would give us shots. They would tell you the names of the shots sometimes. If you had a friend who was giving you the shot, they might tell you. I'd get 16 shots at once. And then I'd end up in the hospital with acute respiratory disease, which is nothing more than SARS, which the military has been fighting for a long time. So they developed a coronavirus vaccine. And they have a SARS vaccine. They have all kinds of, it's called an ARD vaccine. But the coronavirus vaccine for the military has been used for years. And you don't hear too many people in the military. They have a much smaller incidence of death from coronavirus or even reports of being positive. Why? Because they got a coronavirus vaccine that Fauci knows about and won't give to any Americans. He also knows of all the treatments of the prions that he developed through AIDS, HIV, and the experiments that he and Bricks did on AIDS patients, because they helped develop AIDS. They know these things work. The treatments work. This vaccine works to a degree. And that's what China said. That's what Russia said.
It doesn't matter anymore. The bullet is out of the gun. You can't undo this stuff.
So let me go to that as my next point. But my point is that China lies. So if we're using our reverse truth, if we're in the age of falsehood, if we're in the post-truth age, as we look at the Chinese report, we can learn all kinds of things. So one thing that we've learned here is from their false report and their lies, and that's what you have to assume anything from our federal government now, you have to assume it's a lie. So go to the opposite, investigate that, and you'll find the truth. So what are they really doing? They exactly as they have done. They've watched what's happened with the coronavirus fake virus vaccine. First off, coronavirus is it's fake. It's a lie. It's real, but it's synthetic. It's man-made. It's a bioweapon. And then the vaccine is, oh my gosh, that's compounded idiocy. And it's experimental. So what did they see? China saw that in America, people who got the shot had the following phenomena, which is being reported all over alternative news from doctors. And all you have to do is look at the statistics. In India, particularly, where they started giving out the shot early on for free to everybody, right? What happened? The deaths have gone almost, they're the number one place dying now, supposedly of the coronavirus, because the deaths have gone 5-6 times more than they were before. And why is that? It's because of the following. If you get the corona, if you get COVID-19 fake virus shot, what will happen is the following. after the first shot. If you're weak, you're going to have problems. If you're really weak, or you have premorbidity, or you have any serious problems, or problems you didn't even know about, then you could have anything happen to your body. Why? Because this isn't a virus they're giving you. It is something that goes in and messes with your ability to deal with all bacteria, all viruses, all illnesses, and anything with your autoimmune system. So in other words, it attacks your autoimmune system. It's what AIDS is. AIDS attacks your autoimmune system. It's what many of these man-made viruses do. They attack your immune system, and then you will die.
Douglas?
You could die from a cold, from a coronavirus, from any virus. You can die from your previous vaccines. You can die from any premorbidities. So after the first shot, if you don't die, that's a good sign.
I know.
For you.
But I'm so sorry. But see, our audience already knows all the things that you're saying. And it's great that you might be summarizing it for some of the people that just joined us. Our people are very advanced. They've already been listening to these videos. They know it's deadly. They know the reasons why. What can they do to preserve their part of the world so that we can continue on as a human species after this apocalyptic event?
One third of humanity will survive. For what reasons? We can give you hope, but the hope is consciousness. It's the way you treat your life. It's whether you build up your immune system. It's whether you're exposed very much, whether you get whether you get the shots, whether you get tests that may have the disease in it, whether you're sensitive to electromagnetic frequency and 5G, all these things. But the point is, there's hope. And this is the little bit of hope that I can give you in terms of physical material hope. And that's that after the first shot, if you don't die, that's a good sign. Because, and then you went and you got your second shot. And then all of a sudden you find that you're very ill. Right now, the adverse reactions in America are about 5,000 people have died and about 90,000 people have been hospitalized or couldn't go back to work.
Yes, we know that. And the thing is that the people who've already been vaccinated, they're probably not listening to Betsy and Thomas.
So after you have the second shot, you have to be very attentive to see what's going to happen to you next. With the second shot, you have to now, if you don't get ill, if you don't have any symptoms, that's good. But a lot of people do. And after the second shot, in one particular study they did, 100% of the people after the second shot got COVID-19 and a very bad case of it. But if you don't get that and you live through that, which could, of course, then lead to pneumonia or a flu or other things that could cause your death. If you don't get it, let's say that you take both shots and nothing happens. Well, then it's going to be like all the other vaccines you had when you were young. It's gone into your body and it's doing its thing. And you might not know it for 2 years because that's what the indications were from the first studies that created messenger RNA, was that it is not stable. And that no matter what, if you're trying to affect, because they were trying to affect cancer, AIDS and everything with messenger RNA by sending in nanoparticles and manipulated DNA through messenger RNA that would in fact cause your body to produce what it needed to counteract the illness. That's the intent of this. Well, it doesn't work. They don't know what it's going to do. So it's speculation. But if you come out and you have no symptoms after the second shot, then unfortunately you better, if you're female particularly, but males too, look around you and see if the people around you are getting sick, because you could be a super spreader and what I call a vaccine zombie, who is in fact dropping these little shards of protein that are now being created, these little spike proteins in your cells and being sent out of your system through your breath, through anything. They call it shedding. And remember when they were talking about shedding with the virus, and the people from the NIH and CDC were talking about shedding because you could get it off of the surface of things. You can get it through this, you can get it through that. Now they want to claim that there can't be any shedding from the COVID-19.
No, that was Reuters that said that. Reuters, Mr. Rothschild himself.
Well, of course. And
okay,
what they're saying
now,
is you can't use the terms we use.
Out of the weeds right now and tell you, let me be more direct where I want us to go here with this.
I still haven't got to my point. I don't know how many times you're going to interrupt me. So then if you have the second shot and you don't get ill and you realize that you could be a super spreader and say you're not a super spreader, then you may have become partially immune. And it is very possible that what we'll see, and the reason I say this is because the Chinese said in their article, in their press release, as well as we've heard this said through the research, that the sustainability of this process to turn your cells into a manufacturing factory to produce proteins that will heal you and help your immune system only lasts for a short period of time. That's the reason you had to get the first shot. And then shortly thereafter, you have to get the second shot. And now they're telling us the truth. Shortly thereafter, you'll have to have, within 6 months, you'll have to have the next two shots, the third and the fourth shot. And then 6 months later, you'll have to have your yearly first shot. And then every year after, you have to have a booster shot for this exact vaccine that they're giving out now, because they know that this process of messenger RNA does not sustain very well, and that, in fact, it doesn't really do what they'd hoped it would do, and that's the reason it hasn't healed anything. So there is this hope, the hope that it will peter out, the hope that with, and the other hope is that people see the illnesses that come from the first shot, the second shot, and certainly they're going to see it with the third and the fourth shot. And they're going to, and less people are taking the shots, so therefore there's less and less vaccine zombie contamination going on. That's the hope. The hope is that the man-made vehicle for this, messenger RNA, will not be effective. Well, it wasn't effective ever before, and no one ever believed it before. It was only because of warp speed and because of the FDA dropping its standards, the National Institute of Health dropping its standards, CDC, the World Health Organization. Everyone had to drop their standards to develop this fake vaccine, which is totally experimental. But they hoped that everyone would get the shot within a very short period of time. And that is the reason that Bill Gates predicted 30 million deaths. That is the reason Fauci predicted tens of millions of deaths, because they had it all planned before. Unfortunately, just like with AIDS, with Ebola, with swine flu, with the bird flu, it just doesn't pan out for those eugenicists. It just peters out. And that is the hope that we have. And the following, during all, every illness you can imagine, during every catastrophic plague, during whatever, I lived in Hawaii. I watched the volcano spew out the magma and it would go around a house or a sacred site. Somehow nature chooses those who are going to go on. And we believe, from all that we've heard and seen and studied, that a third of humanity will go on just as they have gone on in previous cataclysms. How will they go on? We're not certain. But consciousness will lead you to figuring out how to antidote these things. Consciousness will lead you to the truth. Consciousness will teach you discernment so that you can figure out what the truth is, so you don't have the fear, because the fear will kill you. We know that viruses and bacteria, pneumonia, flu, where does it actually hit? People who are afraid, people who go get the shot because they're afraid they're going to get it, 65% of them die from it. They don't just get the flu or the pneumonia or shingles, not shingles, but the other two. They die from it. Over 65% of the people who get the flu shot last year died of the flu. They wouldn't necessarily have died of the flu had they not put in a vaccine with a live vaccine in their body. But the coronavirus 19 fake vaccine is not a live vaccine. It is an experiment on humanity. And the genocidists, the pharmaceutical companies who have a war against us, just like the Chinese now targeting people with the Pfizer vaccine, they have a war against certain people. They want to annihilate them through the bloodstream without firing a bullet and through the person committing voluntary suicide.
Well, I don't buy any more of that hopium. Sorry, tried it, didn't work. Let's face the reality. Biden and the communists have taken over the White House. We are living under a communist regime already. Trump, who knows where the hell he is, but I don't blame him because he's got a big target on his back. And I don't like it that he's pushing the vaccine for whatever reason. So I don't have any hope in Donald Trump. Sorry. I mean, he got us where we are, and I appreciate that. I look around and I see the agenda for the New World Order, and very clearly in there, they are pushing out step by step. Some countries are further ahead in their vaccine passports and their mandated vaccines, and the corporations are all in on it. Pretty soon, you won't be able to do anything without your vaccinations. There's going to be a group of us that will refuse, but that's okay because the FEMA camps are already waiting for us, where indoctrination will, or re-education will be way beyond the ability to just, they have the guillotines there, our heads will be chopped off. So that's the reality. And I know it's bleak, and I know it's not the consciousness you want to hear, but as a mother, I have to be practical and prepare my home and my life situation to meet those things until somebody rides in. Where in the hell is the military to save us from the domestic enemies that have infiltrated us? However, if you really look at it, it's the citizens' fault, our faults, because we weren't paying attention and we allowed this infiltration from the rigging of our elections with Seidel that sends our votes overseas to be counted. We have the IP addresses. This isn't some conspiracy theory. So that's going on. Nothing's being done to rectify it, although we know that there are warriors out there trying their very best. But for every warrior there is out there trying to do it, there's another one, another traitor trying to take them down. So we're surrounded by traitors. So I am saying you got to get your arc ready. And you have to realize that there may be a time where you can't go to the grocery store unless you're vaccinated or you show your passport. And do you have enough food in the house? And do you have a way to grow your vegetables? What are you going to do when nobody comes in to rescue you? We're looking for the 48 that will fortify themselves and their communities to be able to ride this out and to bring new life to a new cultural age. So that's why I'm saying is I hear you on all the vaccination stuff, but for me, I'm way beyond that now. Those people are walking dead.
Well, the acceleration of history, which has happened in this time when time has been telescoped and we are seeing what was predicted by many as a mini apocalypse or a mini war of all against all, we get to see that it's actually turning out to be much more serious than we thought. We thought we were going to get through this at the turn of the millennium, but in fact, we are now seeing the real challenges stand before us in a way that has never been presented in history ever. And yes, what I was telling people about the fact that the efficacy of the man-made poison bioweapon called coronavirus 19 and its fake vaccine, the efficacy of it is so, there's only a little squeaking bit of room there to believe that in the hopium that it's all going to be okay. We're looking at the fall of the Western civilization, and it is being extinguished voluntarily, and that is exactly what the East, China, Russia, and others predicted would happen, that America would basically fall from the inside out. And we know now, exactly as you just pointed out, that we can't trust our federal government. Well, we know now we can't trust our doctors.
It's going to collapse. The currency will collapse. A fiat note called the federal dollar is headed for oblivion. And so there's going to be a transition. And if you aren't prepared, how will you go and you buy anything? How do you pay for your utility bill when your internet isn't working? And we already have Klaus Schwab saying cyber polygon is going to be even bigger than coronavirus. And why should I doubt him? Everything else that they've been planning and scheming, Bill Gates was saying this years ago, has come true. So we have to face this and work with what's here. And I don't want to hear any more of this hopium from people that, well, maybe the mRNA vaccine will actually bring fairy dust and we'll all be good and ascend.
Well, that's what the World Economic Forum tells you. That's what the United Nations tells you, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH. What I'm bringing forth is the fact that they don't tell you, they compound the falsehood so much that you can't, a falsehood may not be the opposite of the truth. It may be so confounded and conflated and confabulated that it is in fact lies upon lies upon lies. And that's what we're trying to sort out here. But we are definitely looking at the possibility of the Western civilization collapsing before our very eyes. And that is a shocking thing. And yes, we need to be prepared. We need to understand who the enemy is, what the evil is, and we need to have a plan. We need to use our consciousness and the truth that we know to get through this so that we can survive, because that's the whole point of the human being's spirit, is to have the hope to survive. And when fear takes over people, there's no love there. And we have to have the fact that our arcs, our biospheres, our place where we live becomes as self-sufficient as possible. I've seen it again and again because I studied permaculture. A family of four can live on a quarter acre if they do it right, if they create a biosphere, if they create their own ark. At the same time, we also can start to build from the bottom up, from our local areas, working with anything that you can to make your local, regional, state areas better, because the states need to stand up against the federal government. Now, in Maricopa County, right now, the rumor is they've already found enough fraudulent votes for Trump to win Arizona. You know, that is why we sit back and some people go on and on about that on July 4th, Biden's out, Trump's in. Well, that could happen, folks. If we have to, if the election is shown to be fraudulent, we have to have a re-election. Now, what's really strange is...
No, we don't need a re-election. We need to put President Trump in office where he belongs. He won. He won by a lot.
Yes, and that can happen also as long as the states exert their force and they do a recount. If they do a recount in Arizona and Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania will be the clearest state to show literally millions of fraudulent votes, because that's already been proven. So we don't have to get into the ones where there's, you know, some debate. Where if we simply look at the states that elected new electors from seven states to go to Washington to stand up against what the Electoral College said was no opposition. No, that is a complete lie. That is what do you call Traitor Pence? Judas Pence. Yes, and he got his 30...
No, we call him 30 Pence.
30 Judas. Pence, that's 30, it. 30,
because that's the... We saw coins leaving one person's hands into Pence's hands after he had done the treasonous deed of not supporting the president and the American people. And that piece of, you know what? He thinks he's going to get the MAGA vote by going around and saying that he's all about family values and everything.
If just a couple of the states that sent Republican electors so that Trump would have won the last election, that can change everything. But it is a state right to control voting. It is not a federal right. And what we're seeing now is the worst insanity I've ever seen in my life, going underneath the guise of politicians trying to help the world. Opening our border to millions of invaders from the South and then giving the countries money to send those people on their way towards America, taking down the border wall, ending the border wall, inviting anybody to come to our country, refugees. It's just insanity. How about the Supreme Court giving standing to an illegal alien to bring a case against America? The president was told he didn't have standing to bring the election fraud case before the Supreme Court. But an illegal alien has the right to sue us, get a free lawyer, and somehow, through fraudulent and illegal activity, become a citizen. So what we're seeing now in all cases is a war against all. And we see this with the threat of people who are fearful that they wear three masks and a plastic thing over their face, because why? They believe the nonsense. They haven't done their homework. They didn't use consciousness. They were lazy. Unfortunately, because then they went out and got the vaccine, their lack of consciousness, their lack of understanding truth, the lack of their own self-development and their own, basically, they needed to stop being lazy and spend 10 minutes doing a search on the internet, and you will find the truth that comes directly from the CDC. Directly, how about the thousands of people who have died in the reports from the European Union, just like the CDC has adverse, they have a site for adverse reactions to vaccines. It's called, it's called VAER in America, but it's for contraindications for vaccines. They have the same thing in Europe, and they are tens of thousands ahead of us. There have already been, and that doesn't count India or other places, they've been killing thousands directly attributable to vaccine, the fake vaccine for coronavirus, and no one says a word about it. But if you have the truth and you can see through that, then it might save you and you telling your own loved ones and your family, don't get the shot. Even if you say don't get the shot yet because it's experimental, you lose your life insurance policy, you could lose your life, the women can pass on this bizarre conditions that we've never seen in human history before with blood disorders, on and on and on. That is what we're talking about, awakening so that you can see it for what it is. And when you are basically just like the movie Melancholia, when you're waiting for that big planet to come and smash into you, what are you going to do about it? How about if you get off the planet somehow, or if you use your consciousness to do something about it, or if you transcend or you ascend because you see what is coming? So what is coming, folks, is unfortunately, just like in the past, there was the flood and the water basically purged the earth and culled the population of human beings. It looks as if the pharmaceutical companies, whether it was inadvertent or not, I know that their eugenicist plan is quite clear. That's why they develop vaccines instead of treatments. But I think it's out of hand. It's like the internet. It got out of hand. Social media got out of hand. These pharmaceutical attacks on human beings to get Trump out of office, it got out of hand, and no one knows how far it will go. So what they're doing is they're speeding up their plan and saying you have to wear a mask because we know that masks will kill you from pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia. You have to stay in your house because we know that that will create more deaths due to suicide and depression. We want to take your job away from you because we know that basically causes many people to kill themselves. On and on and on. It's as if they're saying, pull out all the stops. Let's see every way that we have to control human beings under the guise of an unconstitutional pandemic, which there are laws for, and no one is addressing that. But what can they do in every single case to kill humans in every way that they know? It's kind of like the tobacco industry saying they didn't know that it killed people. It's like the talc industry and Johnson & Johnson saying they didn't know the baby powder kills people and causes cancer. There's no excuse for this. Of course they know. And that's the reason the article that showed what China is doing right now was such confirmation of so many of the things that we have, through, in some cases, circumstantially, come to believe. So, folks, there is hope, but the hope has to do with what you're going to do about it, not what you're going to sit around and wait for others to do.